looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Well, the build-up to the grand final continues, and no surprises, Sunday's blockbuster at Accor Stadium is officially a sellout. How good's that? We took you inside the Parramatta camp yesterday. Penrith fans, it is your turn today. The Panthers are the defending premiers. They've been the dominant side in recent years, certainly this season. And over the past three seasons, their overall win rate is 85%. This is their third grand final in a row. The club has done a fantastic job developing its local juniors, as we know. Penrith held their fan day at their home ground yesterday, and we managed to catch up with a few of their stars, starting with Panthers co-captain Isaiah Yeo. Isaiah, congratulations. How was your fan day, firstly?
Yeah, thank you very much. It was really good. We had a really good turnout there. And look, to be fair, they've done it so well for us all year. Every home game, they've turned up in the thousands. And then, yeah, it felt like there was a lot more than what I thought was going to be there today, which I shouldn't have been surprised about. But no, it was good to get out there, do a little hit out, and sign a few things for them. So that was nice.
How did the team get through Saturday night against South? That was a bruising encounter.
Yeah, it was. I feel like, sort of aside from just general soreness, I think we've come out pretty unscathed, which is nice. So, obviously a little bit different to last year's prep raisins where we had a few walking wounded. But I feel like this year, obviously, there's the normal niggles and that sort of stuff. But, I feel like we're in pretty good stead at the moment, which is nice. So, we're about to get a good week's preparation under our belt before the big one on Sunday.
A third consecutive grand final. Does it feel a little bit different this time around?
Yeah, a little bit different just in sort of the terms of where we are. So we're up in Queensland last year, just sort of not being able to do all this sort of fan stuff and being in Penrith. So, we're definitely going to make sure we enjoy this week and enjoy that we've sort of got the full experience this year round and just making sure that, yeah, like I said, we're just enjoying it and having fun with it. So we prepare well, we train hard, and you'd like to think that holds us in good stead for Sunday.
What's the key to getting through all the chaos of grand final week, do you think? It's full on compared to a normal week of preparation, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. Just like we're doing today with the media today, it's there seems to be a lot out here at the moment, but that's probably the only sort of different part of it. We're a group that enjoys each other's company, so we'll probably be around each other a little bit more this week. We're just obviously having to travel to a few different things, but I feel like we do that really well. I'm sure Romy and Bizzle will have the boombox bumping, and it'll still be all fun and games. I guess you just got to enjoy it. There's 14 other teams that want to be a part of this game, and we're lucky enough to be one of the two, so you just enjoy it.
Now, Parramatta have beaten you twice this year. Is that a concern? Is that a worry? Or have you already looked at those games and figured out where you went wrong?
Yeah, we do that really well each week, things we can fix and work on, and you probably do that a little bit more after losses, but look, I felt like the way we played that first semi against them was sort of how we wanted to play. But yeah, look, they're a wonderful forward pack. They're very much a momentum team, and when they've got that, they've got the likes of Mitch Moses and Clint Gutherson playing off the back of that. Look, they're strike all over the park, and they're in a grand final for a reason. But we just need to make sure that we're on our game, we're sticking to our systems and principles, and that's all you can ask for on the big day.
You've had a wow of a year personally. You've embedded yourself in the Origin side. We've got a World Cup coming up, and if they don't pick you in the pack, something is desperately wrong. There are more exciting things to come after the grand final. You must be loving your football at the moment.
I'm definitely loving my football, but I'm also someone who doesn't count my chickens before the hatch. So it's my total mindset's on the grand final this week, and just loving that. But yeah, look, I've really enjoyed football this year. I've been fortunate enough to play in some big games this year and just be a part of a wonderful side. So whatever happens, happens. But no, look, I've really enjoyed it.
Okay, you stay level-headed. All the very best for Sunday and good luck to Penrith.
Beautiful. Thanks for that.
Panthers co-captain Isaiah Yeo. Now let's talk to one of Penrith's star backs. He took an intercept to seal the grand final last year. I shouldn't remind myself of that. And he made his Origin debut this season. I've got Stephen Crichton on the line. Stephen, congratulations. How desperate are you guys to go back-to-back on Sunday?
First of all, just thank you for having me on here. And but the third premiership is it's a massive achievement for the club, and really excited to find out there with the boys out here and how hard we worked throughout the year to get here. So I'm going to really enjoy the week and the experience that comes with it, and really keen to get out there with the boys.
It must be hard to try and enjoy the week, though, and also prepare for the big game. Do you leave your focus until later in the week? What's the balancing act in a week like this?
I think just probably focus the whole week and just little moments like our fan day that we had today. You go out there, focus on the field, and then once the field is done, you go and spend time with the fans and just say a massive thank you to them, and you can start chilling out after that. But once we hit the training paddock, heads on and things like that, and which is really, really good with this group because they know when to flip the switch and when to muck around as well. So been really fun at training and really going to enjoy the week as well.
You come from the Blacktown Patrician Brothers nursery of footballers. Did you think when you were playing for the school back then that you and others would be winning NRL premierships?
Nah. Someone told me that back in school. I probably think they're an idiot, but never really thought of it. And I was saying to a few of the boys, just really grateful to fall into a team and a club like this. So grateful and grateful for the opportunity. But definitely want to not waste this opportunity and take it with both hands as well. So yeah, just really keen for it.
There's been some criticism that the Panthers are arrogant, and yet when I hear you speak individually, you're also polite, you seem to be down to earth. How do you explain that on the field look?
Yeah, I think it is, the boys that's just probably just us having fun. You know, growing up, this is our dream job that we've been dreaming of as a little kid, and now that we're living in it, it's just riding with it and having fun with it and doing it with our best mates as well. So I think a lot of people take that wrongly and just think that we look arrogant, but I think it's just like us having fun and enjoying the moment as well. So we don't usually get this opportunity most of the time. So being in another grand final, just like I said, just really grateful to run out there with the boys and enjoy the experience as well.
That is a great explanation. The grand final is officially a sellout. More than 80,000 people on Sunday night at a Accor Stadium. Two fierce rivals. It will be electric, mate.
Yeah, 100%. Didn't really know that it was sold out, but really excited for it now.
Will you sleep before the grand final?
I'm pretty good sleeping, but we'll probably see how we go that night before the game. So probably try and do some deep breaths before I sleep, but hopefully can get to bed.
You've had a fantastic year. Good luck for the big game on Sunday.
Nah, thank you so much, guys. Thanks for having me. See ya.
The Panthers centre, Stephen Crichton, playing in his third consecutive grand final at the age of just 22.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.